Hello.
Hello. And what is your name, please?
My name is Mahinder Atwal. I came from India. The state is Punjab. And I came to join my husband here. He was a testing engineer in GC. And he done BSc in India and HNC here. And I came to join here because he worked here. He got a house here.
Yeah. And what did you think when you first came here?
I like here because my husband is here. First day we came from, when I came here from airport, my husband's cousin with him. And they both came to fetch me. Oh. And we stay night in Coventry. There's my husband's uncle lived there. The second day we came to Rugby. We stay night here. The second day we went to Nottingham because my elder sister lived there. And my elder sister married to my husband's cousin brother.
Right.
And we stayed there for 1 week. Then we came here. And then feel lonely because I was a teacher in India. All day quiet. And normally people live in Rugby. Because I came here in 69. That time not many people. And I just... When my husband came from work, then we go to the park or town on Saturday. When he came 12 o'clock, then we go to the town and park and that's it. Sometimes we go to London. There's a ferry, is only 99 pence for return to Euston. Usually every week on Saturday in the morning, we went to there and see all the London. And come back tonight.
Would you have liked to have lived in London?
No, I don't like. I like Rugby because it's peaceful, quiet town, and education is very good than other towns. Because I got 2 children, 1 son, 1 daughter. Never they had tutor anything, and they both went to the grammar school. And my son is a doctor, and my daughter is media's director in London.
So they've done very well then?
Very well, very well. Mm-hmm. Because my daughter, she married to an English boy, and she lives in London. We went there so many times when she needed for babysitting. That's our job, we have to look after them. And now, yesterday she rang that she needed us on 5th of February. And she said, come before, stay with us. And we stayed there for 1 week.
That's it. How old are those grandchildren?
My son lived with us here. He worked in Leicester, GP there. And my granddaughter is 11. And my grandson is 8. And my granddaughter from my daughter, she's 10. She's giving the 11 plus now in January. She's going to the private school. And now, yesterday she tell me, Nani, she got interview from City of London School. She's very intelligent. Very good. And my granddaughter here, she gives the 11 plus as well. She want to go to the Rugby High School. And she asked me, Nani, Daddy, if I go to the same school as my auntie, because my daughter go to the Rugby High, if I go there, what are you going to give me? I said, what do you want? What do you want? I will give you. She said, I want iPhone number 8. I said, all right. I didn't know what's the price that. I said, all right, we will give you. Then my son come, nobody gives you that thing. Mom, don't buy it. That's it. And she's a bit sad. I said, what you want, I will give you. That's it. And she's happy now. She's waiting for because they have to tell the... She had the score, but they didn't tell the school yet. They're going to tell in March, 1st of March. They're going to send the email. Let me see what happened now. Yeah. But she don't want to go to Ashland Grammar. But still, she want to go to Raghuri High. That's it. And my life is, we live together. But in the early morning, get up, do our prayer, then have a vegetable, cook the vegetable or something, because my son don't want to cook in the evening time because it smell. I cook it in the morning, and then we eat in the evening. Last time we don't have our dinner, the sandwich, anything.
So you sound very settled. And
yeah, I'm very settled. Because my mom and dad is in India. We brought them here because we are only four sisters, no brother. And they came here. On my husband's side, mom and dad, they came here as well because they are two brothers. They both live here. They live with us for 15 years. After that, 5 years ago, they are both gone. I mean, my mom and dad is gone as well.
Oh, dear.
And we miss them. They're very nice. And they have to go anyway. You have to suffer, but memories still live.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. And my little sister in Nottingham, her husband died as well. And she got pneumonia last week. And I'm going tomorrow to stay with her for one week. I said, I'm really quite happy. Nobody's in India. But still we went to see my sister-in-law there, my daughter-in-law's parents there for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. That's it, not more than that. Yeah.
Okay.
Our family is quite happy here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that.